Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Talk to Naysleep.
Hey guys, I want to give a quick shout out to Haley, Vincent, and Henrik for becoming Dr. No Sleep patrons. You three now have full access to my ad-free podcast episodes and bonus episodes. If you'd like to receive access as well, go on over to my Patreon page at patreon.com/drnosleep to sign up. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story. Day one. Hi, I'm Nick, and I'm going to be doing the Shadow Challenge. I was told to keep track of the growth progress, so I decided to journal it. This is day one. I haven't started anything yet, so I guess this is just an introduction for whoever would be reading this. I have the step-by-step list, and I'm waiting for my parents to fall asleep. I've seen a few videos of it, but I don't know. I don't think I believe it. It's one of those I need to see it for myself things. I'm really into creepypasta and horror challenges, and this one seemed interesting to try out. So, yeah, that's really it. Night one. My parents finally knocked out, so I set everything up. I have an old camera my brother gave me before he left for college. I'd tell you the specifics of it, but I'm not really a photography nerd. The most I know how to do is set a timer. So with the camera set up, I'm now supposed to prick my finger. Not fun, I know. But I can make it quick. And it shouldn't hurt too bad. Update. Fuck. I cut too deep. I didn't have a pin or anything, so I tried carefully using a knife and ended up slicing my finger. Nothing that needs stitches, but it wasn't as much as I was anticipating. Next, I had to smear it on the lens. I spiraled the blood around to try and coat all of it. Weirdly hypnotic. But the burning pain kept me focused. Now, I just need to stand against the wall and take my picture. Is it weird that I'm scared? This feels dumb. Whatever. See you on the flip side. Update. What the fuck? What the fuck? It's there. It's literally there. On the wall. I set the timer, stood, and I squinted from the flash before it was over. When I turned around, it was suddenly there. My shadow was imprinted on the wall. It was faint but noticeable, like an ashy silhouette. I was hesitant, but I touched it, and it just felt like a wall. But it's there. Then shit got fucking weirder. So I'm putting the camera away and turning on my bedroom light for a better view. And as I'm wiping the blood off the lens, I realize I don't have a shadow. I twisted around in so many angles. I just don't have a shadow. I'm kind of freaking the fuck out, but also insanely amazed. I'm gonna keep logging and see where this goes. Day two. Since I wasn't expecting this to work, I didn't think about how I'd hide it from my parents. So when they eventually came around, I pinned up a white sheet and said it was my projector, one I got, like, two Christmases ago and never used. But so far, I'm not noticing many differences. It might be darker in color? I don't know. I tried looking at the photo for comparison, but it's clouded by blood in the flash, so I just got this really weird, bright red image. Also, nobody else has mentioned my complete lack of shadow. Either nobody thinks to notice, or all of this shit is just in my own head. But I can't be going crazy already, right? Night two. Tonight has been uneventful so far, not much to report. I've kinda just been staring at it. It feels so heavy, like it's exhausting to look at. I still haven't even fully processed that it's real. It's been hard sleeping at night. It feels like it's watching me. My bed faces the wall, So when I wake up in the middle of the night, it's just like this dark figure looming over me. It kinda is, I guess. I'm gonna try to sleep for the night and have an update in the morning. Day 3. We have made progress. I woke up this morning and it's definitely darker, much darker. It's so much blacker, I nearly saw it through the sheet. I touched it again and it still feels like just a wall, but the pigmentation definitely changed. Not an insane step forward, but shit's happening. I'm going out for the day, so I won't be able to monitor it, but I can see if anything changes by nighttime. I'm almost too fascinated to be scared. Should I be? Night 3. Interesting development. I got home, and I thought it had gotten darker. It was practically bleeding through the sheet. Until I got closer and realized it did bleed through the sheet. I was so confused as I lifted it up. An identical silhouette had imprinted onto it. I tried rubbing it with my finger and even ran it under soap and water. It wouldn't even smudge. The cloth dangles close to the wall, but isn't pressed up against it. How could this happen? What is even happening? The shadow on the wall seems the same. Possibly a bit darker, but I don't know. I'm gonna need a new sheet. Day 4. It was hard to sleep last night. For the first time, this has really started to scare me. Which sounds insane for that to just happen now, but I think it's really setting in. I was with friends, and I couldn't stop looking down at my hands or behind me, and just seeing nothing. It made me question if I'm even really here. How can I have a form if I'm not blocking light? I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable to think about too hard. But again, nobody noticed. Maybe all of this is in my head? But how could it be? I don't feel like I'm going insane. I never have. But do insane people know they're going insane? Night 4. Unexpected update. It's about 3 a.m. I was woken up suddenly. I'm still in a daze. I thought I was just dreaming or hearing things, but I could have sworn I heard breathing. This really slow, deep breathing, just loud enough to wake me. So I sit up, thinking I left a window open and it's just the breeze. But the windows are all closed and the room is dead silent and empty, except for the shadow. For a minute, I almost thought it was possible that it was breathing. I tried to brush that off quickly, but I let curiosity get the best of me. As I got up and went closer, it got louder. This heavy breathing, as if it could have sucked all the air out of the room with one draw. I couldn't help but gulp through the knot in my throat as I stood in front of it. It was practically as black as a void and had bled through the new sheets. With hesitance, I put my ear up to it, and I heard it. It was breathing. It was fucking breathing. I pulled back so fast, my heart nearly stopped. I moved to the couch, and I'm now trying to fall asleep down here. Is this the growth process they told me about? What in the fucking hell is growing? Day 5. I didn't sleep much, and I had nightmares that I almost thought were real. I kept seeing it, hearing that hefty breathing with each breath I drew. I'm regretting this. I'm regretting it so badly. What the fuck did I do? Can I even stop this? I need to research. Update. Dead end. Everyone online is just treating it like a joke. Is it a joke? Is this just a stupid internet challenge and I'm really going fucking insane? I've questioned my sanity a lot this past week. I've even considered asking my parents if they can see my shadow. But I don't want to end up in a padded room. I'm on my third set of sheets and my parents are going to start asking. I could hear it breathing as I was taking the old one down. I ripped it off and got out as fast as possible. I can't handle being in there. Update. I'm going fucking insane. They don't see it. They really don't see it. My mom was doing laundry and went into my room while I was out. She went through my room to search for worn clothes and asked me why I had sheets stuffed in my closet.
They're, dirty.
No, they're not.
She didn't see it.
How can't she see it? It's as black as tar.
And I'm assuming she can't see the shadow either because I'm sure she would have asked. What the fuck is going on? Am I the first person to do this? I want to undo this. There has to be a way. I'm done. Night 5. I'm on the couch again, and my eyelids feel like they weigh 1,000 pounds. But I can't sleep because I feel too vulnerable. It hasn't moved. But what if it can? What if it does? How do you kill a shadow? Light? But light doesn't make a shadow go away forever. I wish I never started this. I shouldn't be dealing with this. And I can't sleep on the couch forever. My parents are going to wonder what's wrong with me. But if they can't see it, what do I say? The shadow that nobody can see is breathing? Maybe I do need to be in a padded room. Day 6. I don't think this is going to work, but I don't know what else to do. I stole some paint from my attic, and I'm going to try just painting over it. If it bled through a sheet, it might through this too, but I'm at my wit's end. I have to try. Update. What the fuck have I created? It won't go away. I soaked the brush in paint, hoping to completely douse the wall and cover it for good. It literally wouldn't paint over it. One brush stroke over it and nothing. As if it bled through as I was painting. I tried over and over again. My hands and clothes are stained, and it's still fucking there. And it's still breathing. I think even louder this time. I don't even know, but I can hear it, breathing the same air as me. But what scared me the most, it's always at the same time. It's never not breathing with me. Is it an extension of me? Well, it is my shadow. But what's growing? A clone? An evil twin? I don't want to know. I want it gone. But I don't think it's going anywhere. Night 6. I figured this would happen eventually. My mom kicked me off the couch, said she wanted to watch TV, and told me that I needed to sleep in my own room. I can't stop fucking staring at it. I don't want to close my eyes. I'm wincing with each blink. But I have to sleep eventually. I just can't handle that breathing as white noise. I think I'm gonna play, like, rain noises on my phone or something. I need to sleep to stay vigilant. Update. It's around 4 a.m., I think. I finally fell asleep but was woken up. The rain drowned out the breathing until I heard something else. It woke me up almost immediately, as if it was right by my ear. Whispering. This hissing, gibberish whispering. I shot up when I first heard it and can't stop staring at its form in the dark. I keep twitching every time I hear it, these brief, unintelligible whispers. Does it have a mouth? Am I hearing this telepathically? Or am I, like I've thought for a while now, just fucking insane? I tried looking up symptoms and occurrences from people who've done the challenge, but none of them line up with mine. They also just seem fake, as if any of this sounds real either. But now I can't sleep. I can't drown it out. I'm trying to make out what it's saying, but I'm wasting my time. It's impossible. When I plug my ears, it's all I hear, so that's even worse. I'm going to try and sleep to the best of my ability. Day 7. Good morning. I couldn't sleep. But for some good reasons, I have an idea. I've tried covering it, painting it, the whole 9 yards. It keeps bleeding onto surfaces. So what if there aren't any surfaces to even bleed on? It's my last solution. I'm lost if it doesn't work. I don't even care if I have to get in trouble for bashing holes in my wall. The punishment will be temporary while this could end permanently. Update. Oh my fucking god. I'm writing this barely a minute after my last entry. I got up and tried to quickly run past it and out the door until I noticed something. It's protruding out of the fucking wall. So very slightly, I almost didn't notice it. But when I got closer and reached out, it was almost like a rock-solid bubble. It felt so cold. Ice cold. I need to try and break this wall down now. Update. I'm fucked. I'm so fucked. I don't know what to do. I can't breathe. I don't think I can breathe. I waited for my parents to leave so I could make all the noise I needed. I took a hammer to it, and it didn't even budge. Not a hole, not a dent, not a scratch. I tried all over its body, smashing everything. It did nothing. And I could still fucking hear it. I could hear its fucking breathing and its fucking whispering, like it's taunting me. If I wasn't insane before, it's driving me to it. Night 7. I can't sleep for the life of me. It's getting so much louder. It's piercing my skull. I'm about to take that hammer to myself and put me out of my fucking misery. I'm terrified of what this is going to turn into. Is it going to come out of the fucking wall? What is it going to do? It's my shadow. Is it going to kill me? Steal my life? Go on a killing spree? Best case scenario, it becomes my best friend. That's very likely, don't you think? Update. Oh my god, oh my god, it's coming out of the wall. It's coming out. Please help me. I can't die like this. It's so dark. It's so dark and loud. Please, if you're reading this, I didn't kill myself. I did not kill myself. Please. Update.
It's so bright out here. So many colors. Is that what these are? Colors? What a spectrum. How have I never seen this? How have I never seen anything? Who would stop me from seeing such beauty? Who would do such a thing? Who could be so cruel? So much light. How would you feel? How would you feel if I went up there and took your fire from the sky? How would you feel if I just snuffed it out? Snuffed out your ball of fire? How would you feel? How would you feel? How would you feel? How would you feel?
Day 8. I'm alive. And I didn't write any of that. I didn't fucking write any of that. What the fuck? What the fuck? I remember last night in flashes, these spitting moments. I couldn't sleep. And suddenly it's moving out of the wall. I was paralyzed. And by the time I could even move, it was out of the wall and on the bed. And then in the next blink, it's on top of me, sinking into me. I felt like I was drowning. I was taking in air, but I wasn't breathing. And from there, it's black. What the fuck did it do to me? Update. After just finishing my previous log, I noticed my shadow was back. But it's different. It's wrong. It's there and it moves with me. But sometimes it doesn't. And it's so dark. It's pitch black. As dark as a void. I've been swaying my arms, kicking my legs, tilting my head, and catching it as it'd lag behind or do something else. Is it fucking sentient? Is it inside of me? Behind me? I feel such a weight on my back, like I could just drop to the floor. I hope this is the worst it gets. Night 8. Fuck. I went out with some friends and tried to distract myself, hoping it was at least somewhat over. I kept getting hot flashes, constant exhaustion. I'd hear things, whispering, and whip my head around. And I swear, I saw it. You know when you see something out of the corner of your eye, but it's prominent enough to be noticeable? I swear I could see it there, just out of frame. Are my eyes my own? Are they being shared? Is it looking through, too? Can it see me? Are you reading as I write this? Say something. I know you've done it before. Go ahead. Fucking talk. Day 9. My head feels like a fucking bowling ball. I can't move from this bed. I feel nearly paralyzed. No amount of sleep can cure this exhaustion. It's already getting worse. I need to move. I can't die here. I refuse to let it kill me. My body feels so invaded, like an unwanted visitor crammed inside with no room. I want to rip my skin off. And then my muscles, and snap my bones to dust. Just exterminate my existence and kill it along with me. What is it doing to me? Is it using my body? Controlling it at night? Feeding off of me? I wish it had fucking talked to me. It's whispered before and still does. But I need to hear words. Fucking say something. What are you? What do you want? How would you feel? How would you feel? How would you feel? I need this to stop, please. Update. I think I have a solution, but it's not a permanent one. I blacked out my entire room, no light to produce a shadow. And it stopped. I don't hear anything, or see anything, or feel anything. For once, silence. But I can't live like this. The world isn't dark. Is this what it wanted? To darken my world? To have me shivering in the dark, wondering if it's somewhere out there in this sea of fucking nothing? What even are you exactly? Where did you come from? How was I punishing you? I know how it feels now. Is that enough? I know how it feels. It's so dark and so cold. I get it now. Is that enough? Are you satisfied? Will you go away now? Please? Please? Update. I can't sit in here forever. Light comes in when the door opens and I need to leave at some point. I'm fucking starving and dehydrated. I need to move. I don't have any other choice. Update. The second I stepped out into the light, I felt it. As if I suddenly gained 1,000 pounds while somebody was simultaneously pistol whipping me. My mom tried conversing with me in the kitchen as I grabbed food, but everything just moved in a blur, and it's also deafening. Everything is white noise under its breathing and whispers, and I feel like collapsing. Is it trying to take my body? Or are we just struggling to coexist? The world isn't that fucking great anyway. What could you possibly want out here so badly? Night 9. All I can see and hear is it. I don't think there's light anymore. I don't know. I'm not blind. Yet it's so dark at the same time. As if the sun is gone. I need to get it away. I need to clean it away. It feels so dirty. It feels so dirty under my skin. It's sitting under my skin. And it's sitting there. It's fucking taunting me. It's laughing. Update. I can barely write this. I fucked up. I needed it gone. I needed to scrub it away. I took a toothbrush to my eyeballs and just scrubbed. The burning was indescribable, and something's dripping from my face, but I don't know if it's tears, blood, or both. I needed to go away so badly. I just wanted the dark to be gone. Why can't I make it go away? I know how it feels. I know how it feels. I know how it feels. Can you hear me? Can you even see through me anymore? Can you see the light? Final update. I'm done with this. It's fucking pointless now anyway. I didn't do too much damage to my eyes, but they're irritated as fuck and everything's blurry. This can't all have been for nothing. If you're reading this, don't fucking do the shadow challenge. I swear it's real, and it's so dark, it's darkness you could not possibly comprehend. I don't know if this is going to kill me, but death would be fucking merciful compared to this. Please don't do it. Please don't go into the dark. How would you feel? How would you feel if you went into the dark? Am I even writing this right now? Is this you? I don't know anymore. Please, don't do this. Please.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to give you all a quick heads up regarding some upcoming political ads you may start hearing leading up to this year's presidential election. These ads do not represent my own political viewpoint. So if you hear a political ad play on the podcast and it's not in my own voice, then it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally as a podcaster. Thank you again for being a dedicated listener of mine, and I can't wait to have another amazing year with you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.